Today on the Travel Guys.
Travel news, if you're renting a car, a moving billboard may be just the thing for you.
Thought you were getting an airline tax refund? Think again, we have the details.
Today is Cruise Day with the Travel Guys, and at 2:15, the editor of the Cruise Critic website joins us for an incredibly informative interview.
After the news at the bottom of the hour, we invite your phone calls. What's your favorite or least favorite cruise or cruise line, and why?
Did we mention someone wins a $50 gas card just for calling? All that and more with Clayton, Mark, and Tom today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Out on the roof.
Let's go on with the show.
Indeed, another Sunday afternoon in Sacramento, and Mark Hoffman here along with Clayton Whitehead. Tom Romano was around here during the week. You'll hear his voice during the show. He is not in studio with us today, but Clayton is here in Tom's seat, and we have a terrific show for you today, mostly evolving around cruising.
I love to cruise.
Yeah, not the kind that you do in a car on Saturday night, but the kind that you do on a big ship.
I like that kind, too.
Or
and little ships.
A little ship, yeah, which is more my cup of tea.
Right on.
Way my cup of tea, as opposed to a big ship. But we can talk about all of that. We have got a gal who is going to, Carolyn Spencer-Brown, who is going to be with us in the second segment. And if you like to go on cruises, she has got more information in a 10-minute interview than you can possibly imagine. How do I know this? We pre-recorded it earlier this week. And then during the second half of the program, we are going to take your telephone calls. We've got a $50 gas card up for the winning. And all you have to do to contribute is tell us what your favorite cruise line or maybe what your favorite cruise destination was, or perhaps you had an experience on a cruise line that was not so outstanding that you would like to tell us about.
I've had mostly outstanding experiences.
Yeah.
I like cruising.
Yeah.
But not for reasons most people do, I think.
And why do you like to cruise?
I just like the unpack once. I like that your bedroom goes with you. It's really convenient.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, careful.
I don't care about the buffets and all the food and the casinos and the shows.
Except in the old days on the Mississippi River with the Mississippi Queen and the midnight buffets on those steamboats, those were feasts. I'm just saying.
Well, the Mississippi River boats, that's a horse of a whole different color.
I'm just saying. All right, we need to get to the travel news for today. So cue up the Mark Hoffman trio there and... there they come. We spare no expense, Clayton, you know, here on the Travel Guys. We have our own trio.
I can see them.
A Chihuly Glass Museum is coming to Seattle as a showcase for the glass sculpting of Washington native Dale Chihuly. The museum is coming to Seattle Center and expected to open in late 2012. The exterior will also include a 40-foot glass house structure with Chihuly artwork flowing from the ceiling.
I wonder what their sister city, Tacoma, thinks about that.
Yeah, isn't that Chihuly's city is Tacoma?
Yeah, Tacoma is Chihuly's hometown, and the beautiful Museum of Glass was built there as a tribute to his work.
Well, hey, you know, Chihuly probably moved up and down the road a little bit in during his time, so we'll put him in Seattle, too. Across the country on the other coast, the Tea Party has been in the news lately, but this is about the Boston Tea Party. Ships and Museum will open in June of next year. It will include interactive exhibits, actors dressed in period costume, a tavern, a tea room, as well as a gift shop, and have three traditional tall ships. Speaking of tall ships and Boston, the U.S. Navy has announced that Boston and four other historic U.S. ports have been selected for 2012 events that will commemorate the bicentennial of the War of 1812. The ports include New Orleans, Norfolk, Hampton Roads, Baltimore, and Boston. The event brings tall ships, naval vessels, and the Blue Angels flight demonstration team to each city, beginning in New Orleans and ending in Boston Harbor on July the 4th. Of course, Boston's USS Constitution ship, the world's oldest commissioned warship afloat, played a key role in the War of 1812, and you can still tour it in the harbor there.
Absolutely. And you know when the War of 1812 occurred?
In 1812.
1814. Most of the battles, 1814.
There's always one
American
in every
history.
Show. Get rid of Romano, get Whitehead. America's Best Restroom Competition. America's Best Restroom Contest, sponsored by the Cintas Corporation, was conceived of 10 years ago as a publicity getter for the Cincinnati-based company, which, among other things, provides restroom supplies to businesses. People on the go nominate their people on the go. I like that. Their favorite pit stops throughout the year. A panel then narrows the list to 10 nominees, and a winner is selected by popular online vote. Voting continues through September the 9th. And guess what? If you're a Travel Guys listener today, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, scroll down past the description for today's show, and you will see right there a link that will allow you to go and click and vote for your favorite of America's 10 best restrooms.
Mr. Mark, I have done just that. TravelGuysRadio.com took me to the link BestRestroomSingular.com, and I'm looking at the 10 best restrooms in America and have already placed my vote for the Field Museum, because that's the only one I have actually ever used.
That's the only one you've tinkled in.
Yes, I have had tinkle time at the field, and it was lovely. It was a lovely experience.
It's at the field as opposed to in the field. Moving right along, the Middle East is going to has conceived the first Star Trek theme park. It will arrive in the near future. It will be a 184-acre entertainment resort full of multi-sensory futuristic experiences, culminating with a state-of-the-art space flight adventure. More on that to follow. Elite American Airlines flyers have a new award level announced this week. American Airlines announced Dynamic Air Awards, available only to their elite flyers and oftentimes offering a discount off regular mileage redemption. American Airlines frequent flyers take note. This could save you some miles. Check it up. Check it out at AA.com. Drive a moving billboard, save on car rental fees. Starting this month, Budget will wrap ads for an energy booster on 25 sedans and SUVs in its Atlanta fleet. Part of the Sheets promotion includes free samples of the product, which will be available in the vehicles for renters to try or not. There on the site's homepage was a big discount to catch. The car is a moving ad. It's wrapped in a billboard. And you can get this SUV, which normally would have cost close to $300 for a four-day trip, was only $88.
What a deal.
How about that? Would you drive around in an ad?
Absolutely not.
Not even to save a whole lot of money?
I like to save
money.
Knowing
how cheap you are.
Thank you.
That is just...
Not cheap, but frugal.
Frugal.
I like to save money, but I don't think I'd want to drive a billboard.
The Obamas are vacationing again on Martha's Vineyard this summer. That's they're in good Democratic company. The Clintons vacationed there. Of course, that's very close to where the Kennedys...
And Sports Leisure Travelers also vacationed there.
That's very true. Mark Hoffman will be vacationing there with some Sports Leisure Travelers in just a month. Want your flight to be on time? Avoid Newark Airport. The Wall Street Journal reports that 40 of the 100 most delayed flights in the country begin or end in one place. That is Newark's Liberty International Airport. Now, remember, think about that. Of the 100 most delayed flights in the country, 40 of them, that's 40% of them, either start or end at that airport. That is pretty amazing, if you ask me.
Well, since United and Continental have gone together, I've been using Newark more than ever. And I have to say, I've had pretty good experience there.
Yeah.
The food court's nice.
God bless you. I tried Dulles and Chicago and O'Hare without any luck last week on the trip from hell. But then again, we don't have time to go into that because it would take all day. Flyers who thought they were getting air travel tax refunds, it looks like, well, maybe and maybe not. If you didn't pay the tax, you won't pay it. But if you paid it, don't look to get it back. The law that Congress signed reauthorizing the FAA last week means that taxes that were collected will be passed on to the government. Taxes that weren't collected are lost forever. It's a perfect example of early bird gets the worm. All right. Coming up, that's the news. Coming up today on the Travel Guys, we have, after the break, Carolyn Spencer-Brown from Cruise Critic is going to join us to talk all about cruising. And then at the bottom of the hour, we are going to take your telephone calls and answer your questions, get an idea of what you think are America's best cruise lines. You like big ships? You like small ships? What do you have to contribute? That's in the back half of the Travel Guys. Coming up next, Carolyn Spencer-Brown, the Cruise Critic, right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
You're in touch with the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, the radio program where, gosh, you know what, listener benefits just run crazy. I'm Tom Romano with Sports Leisure Vacations' Mark Hoffman, and we found ourselves somebody that is a cruise critic that knows just a little bit about about cruising and all of that.
That's what we're kind of thinking here.
We've been
looking for a long time. I know we have a lot of folks who listen to the program. I hear this from folks who tell me all the time, gee, I listen to the program, I go on cruises, and I would love to see. I say, well, what would you like to have see on the program? Well, maybe a little bit more about cruises and the challenges, and you know, I've been on one or I've never been on one. I'm thinking of going on one. And so we have with us Carolyn Spencer Brown. Carolyn is the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, which is a website that is really a fascinating place. If you are a cruise traveler, you're going to want to visit this website. And you can go to travelguysradio.com. There'll be a description about Carolyn and her website and all the stuff that's on today's program there. But for right now, I would love for Carolyn, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
And in reading your site, it's obvious it's a very content-based site. There's a lot of contributions. You kind of throw things out there, and then people just respond who obviously have been on perhaps more than one cruise. Some of them are new cruisers, but I loved your observation about, you know, cruises aren't all-inclusive anymore, as we've been telling people on this program for a long time. Yeah. The cruise price is just a leader.
Right.
So, did they used to be all-inclusive,
Carolyn? Well, they never were. They were. First of all, there is no cruise in the land that is all-inclusive. And, in mm-hmm. fact, we took a company called, you may have heard of it, called Regent Seven Seas Cruises to task for putting out press releases about how he was offering all-inclusive cruises. There are certain things you will always have to pay for, no matter what the ticket price is. You'll have to pay for spa treatment. And if you want to go and wager a bet in the casino, that's going to cost you money. You're going to have to pay for shore excursions. And on almost every line, Regent actually does include some shore excursions, and so do river cruises. But those are the kind of your liquor for the most part. You're going to have to pay for that unless you're on a very upscale line. So there are always things that you know you're going to have to pay. And that's the point we try to stress at Cruise Critic is be careful about the stuff you haven't thought of. You might not have thought that you need to pay $4 for a cupcake or that you need to pay 50 cents or 75 cents a minute to get on the internet or $8.95 a minute to use the phone or $11 to take a yoga class. So it's really important that you do your homework before you get on board to make sure you don't get stiffed.
And I guess our thought here is that when I started taking people on cruises in the early 1980s, it was not uncommon, Tom, mm-hmm. for if you paid, if your bill, whatever you paid me, let's say you went a week to Alaska and with airfare it was $1,324, that if you went on board the ship and you didn't buy anything, that other than the gratuities you gave to the cruise members, it was entirely possible, hypothetically, to go on that cruise and not spend anything. Now you've got upgrades for restaurants, and you've got all kinds of add-ons and things. And dare I say, Carolyn, would it be safe to say that not all these things are competitively priced that you buy from a cruise line on a cruise?
Well, you know, here's the thing I want to address that you just mentioned, and you make a really good point. A lot of the stuff I've just mentioned to you is stuff that's on cruises now that nobody dreamed they'd find on a cruise ship 10 years ago.
Right.
So
uh-huh.
there are all sorts of opportunities to reach into your pocket and pull out fistfuls of cash. But for the most part, the cruise lines aren't charging you for stuff that they included before. And I think that's a really important point to make. You're not being ripped off. There's some exceptions. I'm seeing some uncomfortable price creeps and things. Like Royal Caribbean seems to be a leader in let's see what we can charge extra for fan club. And, for example, they charge for if you order a better quality steak in the dining room, you have to pay for that. If you order a birthday cake for a celebration, you now have to pay for that. Royal Caribbean's getting a little bit, I think, greedy. But for the most part, most of this stuff, you know, it's just extras. You can get by with your three squares, your entertainment, your service, your transportation between ports without actually spending a lot of extra money or any extra money.
Carolyn, what can people expect to, as a whole, on most cruise lines, get for their basic ticket price?
What you'll get for the basic, and this is such an important point that people need to hear, what you'll get for your basic ticket price is you'll get more than three meals a day in the main dining room and in the buffet venue.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You'll have a cabin. You'll have your hotel, so to speak, your accommodations. And you've got television in there. You've got safes. You've got your own bathroom. You've got twice-a-day cabin service. You'll get entertainment, all the stuff that goes on the ships at night, the dancing and the Broadway shows. Nobody really charges anything for that.
All right.
You may get some enrichment programs during the day, speeches by experts in various areas or bingo or trivia. None of that's extra. And I think, and you get taken from port to port. Once you get to the port, you're on your own.
Right.
But you know, when you go from San Juan to St. Thomas, you know, you're not paying $20 to get off the ship at St. Thomas.
Now, Carolyn, often it's been my observation in recent years in port cities, I've noticed this particularly in Alaska, that cruise lines are now charging prices for shore excursions that are quite different from the prices that might be available on shore or on the internet before you sailed for the exact same product from the exact same vendor. And what would you tell folks in terms of, you know, you're going to a foreign country or a place that you're not familiar with, and the cruise line says this is a good deal, and you don't really know. So would you go online and try to do your homework? What would you recommend to folks?
This is a great question, too. You guys are bringing up some good stuff. This has been an issue for as long as I've been covering the cruise industry, which is, I think, 12 years now. And, yes, you will pay a premium. If you book on a cruise ship, if you book your tour through the cruise line, it will probably cost you at least 20%, if not more than almost the same exact experience you can arrange independently. So in many cases, it's not necessary to go the more expensive route. There are a couple exceptions, and I'll talk about those. One is... the exception is if the cruise line actually puts some effort into making the tour special. And I was on – Disney is famous for this. I went on Disney Magic in the Mediterranean last year, and they had these special tours where you couldn't replicate them. I mean, we did once – we were in Tuscany. We were in Livorno, and we went to a big wine estate for a cooking lesson and lunch and wine tasting. And – busloads of people from Holland America came and had a wine tasting in the barn across the way and then left. We were there all day. We cooked, we ate, we drank wine, we had a carriage ride through the vineyards. That was an experience that wasn't on the menu anywhere else. So it was worth absolutely every penny, and I totally loved going through Disney for that.
So your recommendation is look for things
that are unique.
That might be truly unique, and perhaps a source of information there would be the cruise director on board.
No, never.
The activities director, never for that,
never.
Huh?
The people on board, especially on cruise ships that travel from place to place, but even on the cruise lines that go to the same place every week, I find don't wait to do your port research until you get off the ship, or on the ship rather, because they're not going to tell you anything. They want you to buy the tour.
You mean they're not suggesting the best place to shop? I mean,
they will suggest the best place to shop, but it's important to understand here too that the cruise lines earn revenue if they tell you to go to certain shops. So it's a whole service that the cruise lines actually contract out to other companies, and what they do is they arrange to have these shops featured in the little newsletter that you get. And if you go to the shops that they recommend, you know, they're paying the cruise lines to recommend them. Again, this is one of the reasons why I say like CruiseCritic is cool, because the forums where people get online and just talk to each other about things, you can discuss. You know, I'm going to St. Thomas. I've never been there before. Where is the best shopping? Where should I go? What should I do? Or even better, you sign up for something like a roll call where you meet people who are on your same cruise. And you say, hey, what if four of us rented a car and a guide in Italy? Wouldn't that be cheaper and more fun than getting on a busload with, you know, 300 people?
Our guest on the Travel Guys today is Carolyn Spencer Brown. Carolyn is the editor-in-chief of CruiseCritic, which is a website, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And Carolyn, just let me throw in there, you're absolutely right. The best shore excursions are the ones that you put together on the spur of the moment. Obviously, you've got to do a little bit of homework. You don't want to be getting in a tour bus in a foreign country without having any clue as to whether the people are licensed, et cetera, et cetera. But some of those spontaneous things can sometimes lead to the most memorable adventures.
I think that's absolutely true. I will say there is one exception to my you can book your own shore excursion experience rule, and that is when you're in a port that's either dicey, complicated, where the attraction is kind of far from the ship, you're actually better off going with the ship's own tour. And the reason being is that if for some reason you're late getting back, the ship will wait. If you go off on your own, for example, Naples in Italy is a famous one for people missing the ship because traffic can be
wow.
really horrible. And if you go off on your own and you're in traffic and you're an hour late, you're in trouble. Because it's going to still be there when you get there. So you have to kind of – other places I would not recommend going off on your own are St. Petersburg in Russia. I don't recommend going to the pyramids if your ship's calling in Alexandria. But you'll notice that a lot of the ports I'm talking about are fairly complicated, exotic places. St. Thomas, you can do your own thing. It's really easy. You have to know what you can get away with in every port of call.
You know, I think I'm just going to go with Mark and his group, and I'll just kind of tag along, and I know I'll be safe.
That's the best thing.
Look, folks, Carol and Spencer Brown's their website, Cruise Critic. There are so many questions and so many answers to so much stuff. We could spend a couple of shows on this. The things to know before you go is there. The seaworthy switcheroo looks really interesting, and so much more.
Carolyn, I really thank you for taking a few minutes to spend with us on this Sunday afternoon, and I hope that we can entice you to come back on a regular basis. It's obvious that you truly are a cruise expert, and I would love to have you come back and take some calls from our listeners sometime and be able to answer some of their questions.
Thanks. I'd love it.
So, all right.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. Carolyn Spencer-Brown, the editor-in-chief of Cruise Critic, joining us today on The Travel Guys. And when we come back after the news, we're going to take your phone calls, and you can tell us what you think. What your favorite cruise line is, your least favorite cruise line, maybe a favorite cruise destination. You can get online right now at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530.
Sounds good, Mr. Mark.
All right. We are going to the news with Aaron, and then we'll come back and take your phone calls. Join us online at 1-800-834-1530 or 921-1530. We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Sunday afternoon, Mark Hoffman, Clayton Whitehead, Tom Romano.
Tom isn't here.
Tom is not here.
But he sounded really great.
Didn't he, on that interview? Wasn't that a great interview? She had more information in 12 minutes than I can ever remember anybody sharing on this program.
I really appreciated a lot of the points she made, especially about shore excursions, because that's such a profit center for the cruise lines, and it's a place where people don't ever quite know what they should do.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour here, and we're going to talk about cruises specifically. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. One of our callers, Mr. Clayton, you can see here, I have written down which caller it is. Don't say it.
Okay.
Which caller it is. We'll win a $50 gas card in this half hour. So give us a call at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. What is your favorite cruise line and why? Or if perhaps you had a poor cruise experience, we would love to know about that also. And hey, Aaron, you are still here. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago about you having a photograph that was perhaps going to be in the KVIE art auction, and it's going to be in the auction.
It is! It got picked. It got juried. So it is going to be in the televised auction in September. So I'm so excited and really very honored to have gotten chosen. There's some very talented artists.
I would say so. Well, congratulations to
Thank
you. And we
you.
Will all be watching and saving our pennies so that we can bid on your picture.
Bid. I don't want to be the only one bidding on the
All right. Picture. All right. Let's go to the telephones and take some calls here and see. We've got Cindy on the line from Auburn. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I'll start off with a tip for you guys.
Okay.
If you're traveling Mexico and you're on any other cruise line but RCL, you can walk over to the Walmart right outside the port, grab two bottles of wine, and carry them back on your ship.
Now, wait. They'll let you carry the two bottles back on board?
Most of them do. One bottle per adult.
One bottle per adult. Yeah, and that's something we also should mention is the cruise lines have gotten quite cranky about people bringing things on board, liquor and stuff like that. They've been known to take it out of your suitcase if you're trying to bring your...
But we've cruised numerous times. We have a special little wine carrier, and we have some great, great California wines. We usually bring, 98 rated wines when we travel, at least to start with, because they let you bring two bottles on, except RCL. RCL does not allow you to bring on any wine.
That's because they want to sell it to you. What's your favorite cruise line, Cindy? Sounds like you've cruised a few times.
I don't think I have a favorite yet. We've enjoyed all of them for different reasons. Like I said, the only one we didn't like was RCL.
Okay. Have you ever been on Windstar?
That was my question. I wanted to ask what you guys think about Windstar. It looks like they have, a lot of really neat itineraries, and I was just concerned about their bankruptcy. What do you think about making plans with them for future cruises?
Well, that line has been through two or three different metamorphoses and shots around. If you pay for your cruise with a credit card, then you're going to be protected in terms of the monies that you've paid out. In economic times like they are, and I'm not a lawyer, so that would be I would be really hesitant to. But I would tell you to protect yourself by paying for everything by using your credit card. Because then you would be able to get a refund. And Mr. Clayton, you had a thought about Windstar.
Yeah, as for the cruise line itself, I've cruised them through French Polynesia twice. And I'll tell you, being on a masted sailing vessel with no roar of an engine.
That's what we were looking forward to.
It is the most extraordinary experience. In fact, that's one of my top cruise experiences that I hope to mention was one time down in French Polynesia, me mentioning to one of the ship staff that I really wanted to see the stars at night because it's just so dark and there's so many of them. So they set up a bunk bed for me in one of the lifeboats, and I spent the night in a lifeboat.
I would say that was
the stars.
That was probably my most incredible experience on a cruise ship was being on a Windstar cruise out in Tahiti and having where there are no lights from cities to obscure the sky and being able to – they turned the lights of the ship off and let us look at the lights at night. So I guess, Cindy, that would be two thumbs up for Windstar, at least from a performance standpoint. The financial thing, that protect yourself by paying with your credit card.
Okay. And actually, our favorite cruise, I'll take it back, was we took a winemaker's cruise on Celebrity to the Western Caribbean. It was a whole bunch of vintners from Sonoma and Napa Valley. And it was great. The hardest part was coming from California, you know, starting in Fort Lauderdale, was that the 10 a.m. wine tasting events were 7 o'clock too high. we whipped our bodies into drinking more wine and got into the flow, and it was just a lot of fun.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me at all.
Yeah, Cindy?
I'm going to be brave, and we're going to try that Windstar someday because I just think it would be beautiful with no loud engines. Going into exotic places.
Cindy, thanks very much for your call, and continue to listen. And we're going to – that $50 gas card will be awarded to one of our callers in this half hour. We'll announce the winner at the end. Judy in Antelope is next. She says her favorite cruise line is Crystal Cruises.
Yes.
Why?
I went on one through the Panama Canal, and that was – they took very good care of you.
What by saying they took very good care of you, was there a particular aspect of the service that you enjoyed?
We went with Domaine Chandon Champagnery, and so we had champagne tastings, and they gave us champagne we could take to the dining room, and that made it really nice.
So both of our callers have been on special themed cruises built around wine, and in this case, champagne. That's, I think, a fun way to add a new experience to your cruising and also add some value.
Let me ask you, Judy, when you were on the cruise, did you do a lot of shore excursions?
We did a few on the different islands we went to.
And did you buy those? You bought those on board?
Yes.
And did you feel that what you paid for them and what you got for them represented good value?
I don't know whether I bought them on board or whether I bought them ahead of time off, you know, on the internet.
But you bought them from the cruise line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have anything to compare it with.
Judy, thank you very much for your call. Crystal Cruise Lines, Judy says, is her favorite cruise line. We're taking just calls here. This is our cruise Sunday, and we're also going to continue this theme next week. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 are the numbers to call. Joan in Sacramento is next up on the phones. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us, what's your favorite cruise line and why?
My favorite cruise line is Princess Cruises. We have been on six of them, and I'm telling you, they treat us like a king and a queen. It's just absolutely fantastic. Now, everything we've done on the ship has been just fabulous.
Now, Princess is what I would call full-size ships. I mean, they're not generally monster ships, but they're good-sized ships. Have you ever been on have you ever done small ship cruising?
No.
So just Princess? Have you ever used another cruise line besides Princess?
No. We went on Princess the first time, and we were so hooked. And we've talked to a lot of people on the ship and, you know, just getting from different information from different people, it was always coming back Princess. So we just stayed there.
There you go. Do you find that, is there a particular aspect of Princess that you enjoy, the entertainment, the food, the service? Is there something in particular that you would tell folks that you think they really shine?
The service. The service is absolutely fabulous. And in the your dinners, your dining room. They can't do enough for you. Anything that you want is just there.
And Joan, after six cruises, I suspect you're pretty high up in their loyalty program now. Are you getting some benefit from that?
Yeah, you get some. you know, which is nice, just because it's a little extra. But that wouldn't have anything to do with me just continuing to take that line.
Joan, thank you very much for your input, and thank you for being a listener on the Travel Guys. Let's go to Gail on the telephone. Gail says that Princess and Hall America are her favorites. Hi, Gail.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
With Ever Cruising.
Yes.
And listening to you. Yeah, I like Princess and Holland America. Princess, they have big, fabulous ships, and I have hit rough seas, and they have stabilizers. They have staff. One time there was a kitchen fire. And a fire is about the worst thing that can happen on a ship. They took command of that ship, and you felt everyone knew what they were supposed to do. I think it was just a sauce that caught on fire or something. There was no way that it was going to, that it was tragic. But you just think, you know, it's fabulous to feel that the staff is well-trained and capable, and you can rely on them to perhaps save your life.
Well, yeah, because if you're floating out in the middle of the ocean, and something goes wrong there, it's kind of like being in an airplane out over the middle of the ocean. There aren't a whole lot of positive alternatives.
There are not. Also, I have cruised with them several times. They do give you benefits as you go up to the ladder. You get free internet minutes and some other benefits that are just nice things to get, priority boarding and so on.
Well, listen, if you're giving somebody your dollars consistently in something that's as competitive as the cruise market, then they need to be recognizing your loyalty.
One would think so. I have actually the worst cruise I ever had was with a European cruise line. And the ship carried approximately 1,400 people.
Now, was this a river cruise or an open water cruise?
No, this was a Greek islands tour or something.
Okay.
And so of the 1,400 passengers, there were 23 of us who spoke English as their first language.
And, you know, you bring up, Gail, you bring up another, thank you for your call. You bring up another interesting comment about taking overseas cruises is that sometimes you're going to find that customs and things are different. And people from California, Clayton, in particular, run into this when it comes to smoking on cruise ships.
Absolutely. Smoking is a big issue on European cruise lines, and also dinner hours, like Californians or at least American customers tend to want to eat a little bit on the early side. But on the Greek cruise I took, dinner didn't even begin until 9 p.m. at night and didn't really get down to business until about 10:30.
Wow. So there are cultural differences that perhaps you should be asking about, and something that we may want to address next week. Okay, we're going to take some more calls when we come back after the break. Our phone numbers are 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Once again, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. One of our lucky callers this half hour wins a $50 gas card. We are asking, what's your favorite cruise ship, your favorite cruise? Why? Why did you like them? Why did you not like them? We are the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman, Clayton Whitehead. Tom Romano is floating around out here somewhere on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Riding on the city of New Orleans is one of your favorite places, Mr.
It is. I love New Orleans, the Big Easy.
Yeah.
Great city. And a big cruise city, too. It's quite a port.
And you've started going back there with groups last
yes.
year. You've got another group next year that you're going next spring.
Finally. It took about 3 years after Katrina before people wanted to go back, but the city's ready, and so are our customers, so it's a good thing.
All right. We are the Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 on a Sunday afternoon. Mark Hoffman along with Clayton Whitehead in studio today, and we're kind of taking your phone calls. We've been talking about cruises. We had a guest earlier in the hour who shared a lot of cool information, and speaking of cool information, if you would like to be able to find anything that you hear on our program today, you just go to travelguysradio.com. Remember to vote for America's Best Restroom, but there's also a link there to the Cruise Critic website, which if you are a cruiser, you will really find that to be of great value to you. Judy in Carmichael is next up on the telephone, and she says that Windstar is her favorite cruise line. Hi, Judy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give another thumbs up for Windstar. I was on that cruise through the Mediterranean. Took off out of Athens and then back in through Istanbul, and it was just magical. I mean, starting from the beginning, I don't know, maybe they do this on every Windstar, but, you know, leaving, they were playing Vangelis 1492, Conquest of Paradise. Oh, my gosh, it was, like, magical.
And when they put those sails up on those ships and they get out on the open water and put the sails up, or as I was mentioning to the previous caller before the news, when they turn the lights off at night and you can see stars that you just never even imagined were in the sky before.
Right.
I couldn't agree with you more. The Windstar ships, for folks who haven't been on them, they accommodate about 150 people, which makes them an incredibly wonderful compromise between a large ship and a small ship.
And it's all outside cabin, so everyone has a window. And my big memory is that every room had a DVD player and a huge library of movies, and if you called and asked them to bring you a movie, they would bring you popcorn automatically. And I stayed up all night every night watching movies.
Yes, they were very well appointed. And if, you know, sailing into Istanbul at 6 in the morning, I got up to, as we were cruising, and it's just magical. It brought tears to my eyes. If the minarets going and the beautiful spiders and everything, it was magical. And that was on a talk tour. I'm a big talk fan myself.
A fine, fine company.
Yeah.
Robin Talk, the owner of that, is a good friend of mine and Mark's.
I was just at a conference last week where Robin was a speaker.
She is
now the matron of the tour and industry, because she is the spokesperson now for the Talk family. And she really when she starts talking, you just turn the vacuum cleaner on and absorb as much of it as you can if you're in her business. Anyway, Judy, thank you for your call.
And Judy is our what number caller?
Judy is our fifth caller. So one of our callers is going to win a gas card, a $50 gas card. So, Judy, it could be you.
So we're on number five. Next, number six.
All right. Our next caller is also Judy. Another Judy in El Dorado Hills. Hi, another Judy.
Hi. I just wanted to give a word for Carnival. I know that it's not considered one of the superior cruise lines by a lot of our more sophisticated cruisers, but my husband and I have been able to go on many cruises because of the reasonable prices that Carnival offers. And we've gone on Princess and we've gone on NCL, and we like Carnival because we like the multiple ages. We enjoy the family atmosphere and that they encourage and invite families and younger kids. And I'm a retired school teacher, so I like to have other kids. And when we've gone on the other cruises, we felt like there were more elderly people that weren't as active as they are on the Carnival cruise line.
And Carnival is just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, and that's Carnival has always advertised themselves as the fun. And I was speaking with a fellow tour operator. We have a group sailing on a Carnival ship in September on a short cruise up to New Brunswick and Halifax, Nova Scotia, and back to New York City. And it's just a little five-night thing. It's before a repositioning cruise, so it's kind of an oddball cruise, and it's at a good price. And a lot of folk, he was saying, you know, a lot of people say that Carnival is just for kids, you know, it's the party ship and stuff. He said, you know, my customers think it's the best value.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And we've gone on two family cruises where multiple ages of our kids and grandkids went with us, and it offers a variety of things for all ages, and so we've been very pleased with it. And like I said, I don't think we would have been able to afford to go on as many cruises as we have if we were going on, like, Windstar. I'd love to go on Windstar, but it's way more expensive, and so I'd rather go on two cruises instead of one.
Thank you, Judy, for your call and for being a listener to the Travel Guys. We really appreciate it. And we will, of course, be announcing the winner of the gas card coming up. Let's take a couple more calls here real quickly before we have to go. Bob likes Holland America Cruise Lines. Bob?
Hi there.
Hi there. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call in to tell you I like Holland America. And my main reason for liking Holland America is because we arrived at the port with no suitcases, and they literally went out of their way to find our suitcases, which were in a different airport.
Wow. So you thought they went a mile? They went above and beyond.
They went well above and beyond our expectations, because we could have been traveling without suitcases, period.
I was going to say that it's one thing to be on an airplane and get to a place and have your suitcase not be there and show up the next day. But if you get there on a cruise ship and the ship sails and your suitcase isn't there, that really ruins your day.
That almost did ruin our day.
Yeah.
They got the suitcases to us, and while we were on board, it was just a beautiful cruise.
Now,
we
Bob,
enjoyed all the entertainment.
Bob, we're going to be talking about cruise lines next week on this program, and we're going to have a guest from Holland America. Tell me once you were on board the ship, what did you like the most about a Holland America cruise?
I think the staff, very accommodating staff, and the entertainment.
And so you felt that there was that the level of service was extremely high on a Holland America.
Extremely high.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
appreciate your contribution. Boy, we've had some really good calls, some intelligent people who have had some good things to share. All right, 921-1530 and 1-800-1530. We have a couple of things to do here, and then maybe we'll have time to take a couple of more calls before we go.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
This is your Sports Leisure Traveler update for the week of August the 8th. Space is now limited for our annual tour and vacation preview day presentation at the Marriott Hotel on Saturday, August the 27th. The morning and early afternoon shows are sold out, but space still remains for the 4:15 presentation. Admission is $5 and reservations are required. Contact the Sports Leisure office or go to sportsleisure.com online to register right now. Travel Guys contributor Chris Galloway invites you to join him for a Sunday of San Francisco-style entertainment a week from today. Chris hosts Sundays a Drag, a day trip featuring a drag show at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel along with brunch. To make last-minute reservations to travel with Chris to see the guys in drag, call the Sports Leisure office on Monday morning. If you have out-of-town visitors, we have a number of day trips with openings in the coming weeks, from the cathedrals of San Francisco to the chance to be Italian for a day, an evening with Bill Cosby, and many more available. Go to sportsleisure.com and click on day trips or call the Sports Leisure office. If you are trying to get rid of your guests from out of town, what better way than to send them away with us for a day?
Sounds like a great idea to me.
It does. It does. And finally, this week's Lucky Travel Club listeners. Last week, both of our lucky listeners called in.
I took their calls.
And claimed $100 in tour cash. So if you are Ann Williams or Tony Mihanovich, M-I-H-A-N-O-V-I-C-H, Tony, or Ann Williams, you are today's Lucky Travel Club winners. You've won $100 in tour cash from Sports Leisure Vacations. All you need to do is call our office before the end of the business day on Tuesday, and you will win your $100.
Right on.
And that's your Sports Leisure Traveler update for today. Let's go back to the telephones and take a few more calls here before we have to call it a day. Mark in Sacramento has a question about traveling with a small child, perhaps. You there, Mark? Oh, Mark.
Yeah, I'm here. I was just wondering if there's any cruise lines out there that don't charge like Carnival does.
That don't charge for, and how old is your child?
3 months old.
3 months. Okay, Mark, that is honestly a question that I do not know the answer to, but I'll tell you what, we're going to do cruises next week, and I will get my staff on it, and by the time we come on the air next Sunday, we'll be able to tell you which cruise lines will take small children at an additional charge and which ones won't.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. That's a question we can find the answer to. Tony's in Paradise looking for a good Alaskan cruise. Hi, Tony. Are you there, Tony?
Hey, are you talking to me? Yeah, I am kind of cutting in and out. How are you today?
We're very good, Tony.
Cool. Listen, we're taking a cruise later this year up to Alaska. Don't have a lot of time. 7 to 9 days would be the max. Just kind of wondering what kind of thing, you know, do we get off the ship and go in to the different places? Since it's a short trip, do we just stay on the ship?
Tony, there's kind of two choices when you have Tony. I'm gonna go ahead and let you take your answer off the air. We're getting kind of some feedback there. There are really two choices when it comes to Alaska. You've got Southeast Alaska or Mainland Alaska. Mainland Alaska is going to involve more land excursions. Southeast Alaska is going to be more cruise ship getting off for the day. My personal favorite is Southeast Alaska. I like to go early in the season. I always tell people go to Alaska at the beginning of the season as opposed to the end because the people are fresh. The vendors are fresh. They haven't made their money yet. It's just and May in Alaska is a well-kept secret. One of the best times to travel up in Alaska. You haven't been to Alaska for a number of years.
I haven't been, but I definitely agree with the early season travel. Also, rates are a lot lower because it's shoulder season. You know, things haven't gotten into full swing yet, so you get a great value for your travel dollar.
All right. We got one more caller here. Let's see if we can sneak him in. George in Sacramento. Good. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you. I'm looking for a referral to a travel agent near me at 95834 for cruising.
Okay. What's your zip? 95834, is that what you said?
Correct.
So attention, any travel agents who are listening out there, If you call us after we get off the air at 921-1530, I will give you George's phone number. And, George, I'll hang on. I've got your number here on the screen. So while I don't – my own company sells cruises. However, there are a lot of folks to choose from out there in the Sacramento area. So I'll keep your number, and I'll give you a call next week. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds good. Thank you much.
You're very welcome.
And, Mr. Merck, we have a gift to give away.
We do.
Our gas card.
And this is a little bit of a challenge because we had two Judys, and it was the first Judy caller.
Judy the fifth caller.
Judy. We had Judy the fifth caller and Judy the sixth caller. So yes. It was Judy the fifth caller who was our winner.